The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for information purposes only and are not necessarily those of CJAD 800 or Bell Media. The opinions do not constitute professional advice. Please contact your own renovation expert directly before making any decisions. The Home Improvement Show with Ken Connors and Yon Eakes.
Welcome to it. It's 9:06. Nice to have you with us. You know what? Yon is off, but we're going to say hello in a couple of minutes to Walter Assey from Renovco. Want to say good morning to our listeners who are listening in from the London, Ontario area on 1290 CJBK News Talk Radio out there. And you can call toll-free if you're listening there at 1-800-491-CJAD. And, of course, here locally on CJAD 800 News Talk Radio in Montreal. You call 514-790-0800. Grab a line early. Get in early. And don't wait until the last 10 minutes where it's really tough and everyone's trying to get on. 514-790-0800. You have a call right now, a question, looking for a little advice. You got a problem at home with any kind of reno project or something's not working, call now. We've got the guy here, Walter Assey from Renovco. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Ken. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I was on holiday, then I worked a couple of weeks for the morning show, the regular morning show, because Andrew Carter was on holiday, so I've been off the weekends for a while, but it's good to be back.
Well, you definitely missed.
Thank you so much. Walter Assey walks in here. I'm unshaven. I'm dressed like a bum. I got dressed in the dark. You look like you just walked onto a movie set. Are you going to some fabulous brunch when you leave here this morning?
Yeah, well, I've been always told I should be on TV.
How's the summer been going for Renovco? Is it usually a quiet time the summertime when it comes to renovations?
Actually, it's been a crazy busy year.
Yeah.
It's a very good year, a lot of renovations. The real estate market is good. So, you know, when the real estate market is good, everybody's investing in their homes.
I guess it's a domino effect, right?
100%. Yeah. And we're seeing more and more big projects. Like people are undertaking more gutsy projects. They're investing a lot more in their homes. It all goes with the value of their real estate, right?
So it's funny because someone that I know moved into my neighborhood and bought a rather expensive home, more expensive than mine, I can tell you that much. And they totally gutted it and redid the kitchen, the bathrooms, the dining room, and just, you know, they wanted a fresh, a whole fresh look for that house. And so they undertook that big project. But you're right, a lot of people is it usually with homes and you know, standalone homes, or do people put a lot of work in renovations into condos that they buy?
Yeah, you'd be very surprised. I mean, we're doing bungalows, townhomes, and not necessarily in very high value areas. I mean, I did a job in one of the rundown areas, and the client wanted to completely gut and renovate their home, knowing very well that he would not get their money back, but they love the neighborhood so much. They've been living there for 60 years.
60?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they inherited their home from their parents and the sentimental value. So we got, like, now from anywhere from condos to townhomes to bungalows to cottages, really all over the city. There's not really one trend. It's really everywhere.
514-790-0800. If you have a question looking for a little of free advice here on the radio about something that you need work done, something that needs work done in your home or your condo, give us a call right now. Again, 514-790-0800 or toll free at 1-800-491-CJAD. Do a lot of people come to the showroom, Walter, before they actually sign up with you?
They do. I mean, a lot of our clients do not know that we sell materials as well. And that's really something that is not right from our part. We're distributors. So we have a lot of, you know, lines from hardwood floors to ceramic floors to faucetries. And right in the last couple of years, we've been getting a lot of that. We sell to contractors as well, as you probably would know, and designers and architects. And so, yeah, we do have a lot. And we do actually encourage them to come before just to have an idea about the different materials out there. Because it's much easier to evaluate something when you know what you like, rather than when you go and research it and, you know, someone trying to explain it for you. So the visual effect really is important, especially in a bigger project.
We're chatting with Walter Assey. He's in for the vacationing Yon Eakes for the Home Improvement Show. We got the qualified guy to replace Yon. I'm going to ask you, I rarely do this, I'm going to ask you for a little free advice.
Tell me.
The project for the fall is hardwood flooring in our house, because we put it in the bedrooms upstairs, but on the main floor, the dining room, the kitchen, part of the family room, we're going to totally put hardwood flooring. What's my first step? I guess it's deciding on which color I want, right?
The color and the size. The color and the size as
Could be the thinner strips or the wider ones.
Exactly. I mean, right, more in style right now is the wider strips. As you probably know, it gives like less joints, and it gives it like a more modern look. Also, the make and the brand.
Mm-hmm.
What most people don't know is that there's different grades in hardwood floors, including the manufacturer. So the brand is one thing, but every manufacturer have their high end, their medium end, and their low end. A lot of the known terms in the industry would be select and better, mill run, meaning what part of the tree or how many knots there is, and so on and so forth. So that depends on your budget, and it depends on your taste as well. Some people like to have a lot of knots in their floor.
Some people like that look,
100%. Yeah. So really, it depends on that. And from that point onwards, you can start, you know, directing yourself to which brand that you want. A lot of it is through reputation of the brand, where the brand is manufactured. We encourage a lot of Canadian products.
Okay, that's good.
A lot of the lines we have, most of the lines we have, we try to make it as Canadian as possible, just to, you know, encourage locally and what have you. And
good.
And we do good products.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, nothing.
We have fantastic products. From that point onward, you can start looking at the manufacturer, the brand, the budget. Okay. And a lot of other things as well.
514-790-0800. Call right now if you want to get a little free advice on your home or a problem in your home when it comes to renovations. George, is that you in DDO?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question with regards to ventilation. I have a two-story cottage. The furnace is dated, but effectively the problem with the house is that when we air condition during the summer, the upper floor doesn't cool off. In fact, there's probably one room that's far from the rest of the house that's really, really warm, and it gets hit by the sun as well. And it gets very, very uncomfortable. And then the inverse happens in the winter. That room is cold because heat doesn't get to it. So the question is, what can I do other than eventually changing the furnace and bringing a more efficient furnace in? What can I do with the ductwork that can improve the situation?
Okay, well, this is a problem that is extremely common. I mean, I haven't been to a bigger home that does not have this problem. So one of the things you want to look at is, you know, the dampers. So you can actually change it around. Every duct would have like different valves on it, and you can actually go play around with it to open a bit more and less and so on and so forth. That's one way. And that's something you could do yourself. A ventilation expert cannot really help you because it takes a while for you to understand the right adjustment. So you try something, it works, it doesn't work, you bring it back to its original place, or you change its place, and so on and so forth. The other thing that you could do is to put a booster. In certain cases, if it's well accessible.
A booster?
Yeah, a booster fan. Okay. And that, in those weak areas, it will actually force the air in a better form for these areas. And that will work. What you need is, obviously, to have access to these ducts in order to be able to install. But I've seen it being installed in several projects, and it does work very well.
George, do you have access to the ducts?
Well, to the grills I do, but not to the ducts. I mean, there's only a couple of spots in the basement where the previous owner had actually put in two access panels. Mm-hmm. So I have access to the dampers, so I can adjust the basement. But the basement's of a problem area. It's more the second floor, and on the second floor, I do not.
Yeah.
All right. George, I'm just going to ask you to hold 1 second because we're going to sync up here and get some traffic on, but we're coming right back to you. Don't go anywhere. It's a home improvement show. We're coming right back.
Everybody knows a guy, but we've got the guy. The Home Improvement Show. Here's Ken Connors and Jan Eakes.
Welcome back. 20 minutes after 9. Jan's on a bit of a holiday, but you know what? We've got a great guy to fill in. Walter Assey from Renovco is here. He fills in all the time, and we were just finishing up with George, who was calling in about a ventilation problem. George, sorry to have interrupted you, but we're trying to get more airflow up to the second floor, right?
George?
Yes.
Still there? Yeah.
Yes, still here. Good morning.
Yeah, so one of the things you could do, because when you have this problem, typically there's another room in the house that is colder. Am I correct? Or there's more airflow? Like example, in the basement, you'll feel that, you know, it could use a couple of degrees less, or another bedroom somewhere. Hmm. That means the pressure of the air is going more another area than you know, distributed equally. So one of the things you could do and try it is close that vent. Example, if it's in the basement that you find that it's a bit cooler than usual and it, you would like it to go down a couple of degrees, close it down and wait a couple of hours and see if that improves the airflow in other floors. And then you would know that it's a balancing problem and you could maybe do it yourself.
George is still there? Well, I think we made a loss of him. Let's move on to Mike out in Hudson. Mike, is that you?
That's me.
Hey, what's your question for us this morning?
Good morning, guys. Something maybe more up your alley, Walter.
I think we just lost him. And I think
hello.
You still there?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, you know what? We had a little telephone snafu, and it's my fault. I'm pleading guilty. I'm sorry. Have that gentleman call back. Sorry about that. I accidentally hang up. But, George, you're there from DDO, right? George? No, we lost George. I think there's a bug in the phone. All right, 514-790-0800. My apologies to the gentleman. I have butterfingers. I hung up on him when he was calling about ceramic tile, ceramic flooring. So, sir, call right back. Again, my apologies. 922, Walter is in from Renovco. And you know what? We were talking a couple of minutes ago. We'll let the line settle here. We were talking a couple of minutes ago about my project to put in hardwood flooring. And I was talking about hiring a designer and getting the right colors and the right type. Is it important to sort of choose maybe not the flooring that's popular right now in terms of color or style and think long term, because eventually you're going to sell the house and you want something that's going to play out over a long time instead of being the latest trend?
That's true. So the color is important in the sense that you don't want to go with anything that is orangey or pinky or anything that could definitely go out of style. There was a while we had eggplant colors and
yes,
people were going crazy with that.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And the other thing is how dark or how light the floor is. Mm. When you go too dark, you're really catering to the people that like really dark colors. Mm-hmm. So the in-betweens are always a good medium.
Something a little more neutral, I guess?
Something a bit more neutral, especially if you're thinking resale. If you're not, then you could go with any color you want and do what you wish. But you're always thinking resale, right? And,
yeah.
I've had a client that put a very dark floor and she, you know, 3-4 years later, she told me she regretted it. I told her she's going to see all the dust on it because it's too dark.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you know, she does. So now in her new project, in her new home, we're going with the in-between colors so we can actually camouflage the dust.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. When it came to putting tiles down in the kitchen, my wife didn't want anything that was white or close to white because we're going to show all the dust and all the dirt. She wanted, you know, a darker colored tile.
Yes.
For the kitchen.
Absolutely right.
All right. Let us go. Mike, hi. I'm sorry I cut you off. I hung up on you, Mike.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
All right.
I don't know how much of my question you heard or if you heard any of it.
Or just repeat it.
Okay, no problem. I've got a basement walkout bungalow, and in the basement right now we've got floating floor with a membrane underneath, so it's not cold or anything like that. But we want to take out the floating floor and put in ceramic tiling just for a different look. Two concerns is one, having some sort of insulation underneath, and the second one is if the slab was actually to crack, it would crack the tile. I was told at one of the local stores that there's a membrane out there now that provides some insulation and can prevent that cracking from happening because it's a separation between the slab itself and the tile. I was wondering if you can give me some insight into that, Walter, or if that's something that's recommended or if there's another way to solve that problem.
Definitely. So you're installing those tiles right on the cement, right? There's no subfloor in the basement.
There is no subfloor.
Okay, so you definitely would need to install what you call a DITRA membrane. It's usually orange in color. And it looks like an egg carton, ridges in it. So that's exactly what it does. It gives more solidity to the installation and separates the slab from the ceramics. So if you have any movement on the slab, it won't crack your ceramic. Plus, it gives you a good barrier from whatever humidity that's coming from the slab itself. Now, having said that, if you have any cracks, especially like hairline cracks in the slab itself, it's always good to seal it. Because you don't want any of these off gases from the slab underneath to escape, or the humidity. It's not a big job with the right product. You could seal it. And then you could put the Dietra membrane on top, and then you can install the ceramic on top of that. So, yeah. I don't know if that answers your question.
It does. What's, you know, what that membrane itself, how much more height does that give? And what's the cost per square foot on that rough and dirty?
The cost, I can't really tell you. It's not cheap, but it's not awfully expensive. It's the best thing you could do. Anytime you install ceramic on the floor, we actually would recommend it. Because it gives that much more solidity to the installation. The height, that's another great factor. It doesn't take much height. It's anywhere between 5 to 7 millimeters. So it's not really, it's not going to take an inch or an inch and a half like most people would think. So it's really like, it's installed like a roll. It's like, you know, as if you're rolling a plastic, ridgy kind of a mat underneath your ceramic.
Mike, thank you so much for the phone call. 514-790-0800. Call toll-free as well at 1-800-491-CJAD. CJAD 800. And good morning to our listeners on CJBK 1290 in London, Ontario. We're coming right back with more of your phone calls on the Home Improvement Show.
Improving your home, one call at a time. The Home Improvement Show with Ken Connors and Jan Eakes.
Welcome back. Second half of the Home Improvement Show. Walter Assey from Inovco is in for Jan this week. Glad to have him here. And you can call in at 514-790-0800 and toll free the number if you're listening in from 1290 CJBK in London, Ontario. News Talk Radio there. It's 1-800-491-CJAD. Let's go to Jack, who's on the line and waiting patiently. Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
Your question concerns mold, right?
Yeah, in the basement, I have a cold room, which is underneath the rear balcony, basically. It's all cement. I bought the house 15 years ago, and I had it insulated with that blue spray-on foam, and then they put sheetrock on top of that. And I have, like, two vent holes in each end. I mean, there's no heating in there or anything. I use it for storage, basically. But I just wanted to have it clean. And now I'm starting to get mold on the walls and in the ceiling.
Of course you are. Your cold room is made to stay cold, unless you mechanically change that. Okay, so the fact that you have cross ventilation is very good. It's very rare that we see that they do two vents, because typically for some reason they do one vent and that they think that's enough cross ventilation. Cross ventilation in essence is vents in a diagonal way, so they installed not facing each other but on opposite corners of the opposite walls, and that's
which is the case. Yeah, that's right.
So that's made to circulate air, and that's exactly how you want a cold room to be built. But the fact that you've insulated that, yet you want to keep it cold and not heated, does not make any sense, because now what you're doing...
No, I don't care if it's cold or heated. I just want it clean. That's why I insulated. I mean, I thought the insulation would, I don't know, just keep it clean or whatever. I don't know.
No, so by you insulating it, you allowed the walls to sweat. Because right now what you're having is in the winter, it's too cold and there's no heat. So you have condensation. You've created this type of barrier. You're better off taking all of that out properly. If you have a lot of mold, obviously you want to do it professionally, because it's not a small area when it's a cold room.
Mm. Yeah, I already washed it with Javel and water. I removed everything, but it came back after a year or two.
Yes, of course. Now, rule number one, we do not wash mold with Javel. That's actually a misconception of what needs to be done with mold, because it does create fumes, nasty fumes that we don't want. There are special products to do mold remediation. And the other aspect about mold that most people don't know is that you don't want to kill mold. What you want to do is you want to trap it in the proper filtration systems. Hmm. Because a dead mold spore is as bad for you as a live one. You can still breathe it. It can still get airborne and it will still go through your respiratory system. So that's why when you typically look for mold remediation on YouTube or the proper way that it's done, you see these big filtration systems, they're big negative air machines sucking the spores from the air and trapping them into those filtration systems. What you do then mechanically, you go and you apply those biocides and special products to kill mold, but then you HEPA vacuum the mold. So all the spores that are left behind that were killed by those products gets picked up and trapped in those filtration systems. If you don't do that, in essence, what you're doing is you are killing those spores, keeping them there, and then breathing them every time you open and close the door and create a backdraft. The other aspect is, you know, you just need to, specifically when you have a bigger area or a bigger surface of mold. One of the things we want to look at when we have a mold, is the mold coming from the wall, within the wall and protruding out, or it's just a surface mold? Typically when you clean it and it comes back, that means it's the problem is a bit bigger than what you think. And you have to dig in deeper and to see where this mold is coming from. So what you did is in essence you cleaned it. It comes back. So now you know that the root of the problem is not solved, and you need to dig much deeper. Okay. My advice to you is the cold room. Keep it cold. Keep it cross ventilated, and that will give you. You could actually do things to the cement itself to make it look more clean, but not through insulation.
So I have to remove everything? I have to remove the sheetrock? I have to remove the insulation and go down to the bare walls again? To the cement?
Yes, and you can clean up the cement, and there's products that you can put that will make it look nice and clean, if you wish, without having to create all these thermal barriers. Either that, or you create a real room out of the cold room. So now you have the heaters, the humidistats, the mechanical ventilation, and so on and so forth, and now this becomes... a legal room, and it's not a cold room.
Yeah, well, I had it into it because eventually I wanted to make it into a wine cellar or something.
Well, there's ways to do that, and you have to introduce all the mechanicals to go with that. We've done that before. It's not cheap because you want to do it the right way with the right mechanics, but you know, you can't do it halfway. That's the problem with cold rooms. You either want to go throughout the whole process to have a finished room with the proper ventilation, or just keep it as a cold room until then.
All right.
How's that, Jack?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. Grab that line, 514-790-0800 or toll-free 1-800-491-CJAD. We'll take your calls from and advice from Walter Assey, who's in from Renovco for Yon East. Let me ask you something, and I'll tell you a quick little story here, Walter, before we break. I guess it was last week, maybe 10 days ago, we had a power outage in our neighborhood, and it was like between 6 and 9 o'clock, and it was the supper hour, and what it did, it was kind of funny and quaint and charming. It drove everyone into the streets. We had no power. It was supper hour, so everyone, you know, decided to take the kids for a walk, take the kids to the park, take the dogs for a walk, and so all the neighbors were out talking. And the topic that came up a couple of times from some of our neighbors is, you know what, that's it. We've been talking about it for a while. We're going to get a generator, a backup generator. In your experience and in your work, is this something that comes up often in terms of when people move into a new home or renovating the home and say, you know what, people, especially people who live through the ice storm,
yeah.
Right. That was so are generators something people turn to more and more now?
Short-lived. You know, every time we have a major occurrence, we would have inquiries. But then, you know, the interest dies
fades
down. Yeah. We kind of
get comfortable again.
Yeah, we get comfortable again and overconfident. And I see that with sump pumps. Yeah. Okay. You'd be surprised and shocked how many homes we go to that don't even have a backup pump in their sump pump pit. Yet, when they do have a major flood because their sump pump failed, now everybody wants to install a backup pump. It's really driven through what you said. You have a power outage. Now, combine that with a storm, you know, and then they will really want to think about having that. What I would really, 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 really advise you to do is to have a battery-powered pump.
Battery-powered pump.
Correct. Okay. As a backup pump. Because you know what? Okay, you have no power. It's you could live without light, but you don't want to be taking out buckets from your sump pump pit, because typically a lot of the power outages happen after a major rainstorm or after a storm. So that means the land gets saturated, and now the sump pump needs to work. If you don't have a battery-powered pump, well, what are you going
to
do?
Okay, is it difficult to install? How much is it going to cost?
It's not difficult to install. I mean, if you're quite a bit handy, you could do it yourself. They're not cheap. They're a few hundred dollars because you have to buy a car battery with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it operates. But you know what? It's one of the best investments you could do.
So reliable then?
Reliable, 100%. It works for up to 24 hours after a power failure. 99% of the time, the power failure does not last that long.
Right. Okay. Well, there you have it. That's Walter Assey from Inofco. Grab a line right now. We'll get you on the air. If you have a question, a home improvement question, a renovation question, call now at 514-790-0800 and toll free 1-800-491-CJAD. This is CJAD 800 in Montreal. And good morning to our listeners listening into the Home Improvement Show. And we welcome them to it at News Talk Radio 1290 CJBK in London, Ontario. Back with your phone calls and more coming up next on the Home Improvement Show. Welcome back. Yeah, indeed, it's Ken Yon's on a holiday. So Walter Assey from Inofco is here and taking your phone calls. Call now and grab a line at 514-790-0800 Saturday morning. And good morning to our listeners as well at 1290 CJBK in London, Ontario. Again, 514-790-0800. Line or two open right now if you want to grab that. Let me ask you this, Walter. When it comes to the customers who contact you and for a renovation job, is it split in terms of the way I see it, people are either renovating because they want to just improve their lifestyle at home and have a more comfortable living experience at home, or there are still a lot of people out there who are renovating with resale in mind?
It's a very good question. We see a bit of both. More people to renovate to live in it for a while,
mm-hmm.
but keeping resale in mind. The worst project that I ever did was those renovation projects that someone does because they have to do because they want to sell the house. But then the kitchen turns out to be fantastic and the bathroom, and then they have tears in their eye because they can't enjoy that. And that's the worst thing you can actually do. You spend thousands of dollars and then, you know, you can't even live in it to enjoy it. I've had one case, actually, two cases that they changed their mind. They pulled the house
off the market.
Off the market.
Okay.
Because they thought, you know, imagination is important in cases like this. So a lot of the times we go to homes, and people think that the home is too small for them, or the kitchen is too unpractical, and they, you know, they take those drastic decisions of selling. But then we do this for a living, so we understand how to optimize space and where the mistakes are in the design. Once you correct all of that, you'd be amazed how much more space you could you know have, and how much more beautiful your home could look.
Sure. Do you ever get calls where people just want to knock down a wall and just open things up?
All the time.
All the time, right?
All the time.
When it comes to that, is there anything that you have to check with when it comes to the city or the borough that you live in? Or are you free to do what you want if it's your home?
Well, one of the most important things to check in projects like this is the wall bearing. Is it the supporting wall?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it gets to be a bit more complicated, and you know, you have to shore it and so on and so forth. Plus, the cost is not the same. It's simple to know. Because most people don't have the plans, especially if it's an older home.
Hmm.
What you do is you go down the basement and you see which way the floor joists are running. And if it's typically parallel to that wall, then this should not be a bearing wall.
Hmm.
And you could easily knock it out. If it's perpendicular, that's another story. You have to really look where the beams are in the main beam in the basement. And from that point, you could decide, okay, this is a load bearing. And do I want to go in that investment and... you know, and plan it accordingly.
514-790-0800 to get some free advice on the air here from Walter Assey from Renovco. You know, I imagine with some of the newer projects, especially with the condos, space is limited. So a lot of bathrooms have the showers. But in bigger homes and older homes, when it comes to renovation projects, are people still turning to bathtubs and having a tub? Or is that is it more popular now just to have a big, beautiful shower?
You know, you need to have... If you have a home and you have two bathrooms, it's always a good idea to have both.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't just eliminate the idea of a bathtub, because a lot of the families with children still like that. And, you know, they want to have that bathtub to put their baby in it and wash them. So you have to still cater to that demographic. showers are definitely more popular right now. So almost everybody wants a shower. We do have requests for tubs, but mostly the more modern freestanding tubs, better looking, you know, typically wider. One thing you want to be careful when you have a tub is the size of the tub, the bathtub. Mm-hmm. You know, for people that take bath would understand that a 40-gallon hot water tank is not going to be sufficient to fill that thing up. So they don't get to actually use it simply because the water is sure. You know, is not hot enough. So you need to have the proper infrastructure to go with that bathtub. If you don't, then you have to either add a hot water tank or the capacity,
I'll tell you one thing. You know, whenever you travel, and sometimes if you're staying at a nice hotel and you walk into the bathroom, you go, oh, that's a nice shower. And you go, maybe it's time for an upgrade at home.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, very enticing. Emma's on the line. Emma, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes.
My question is about mold and an inspector.
Oh, an inspector.
Okay.
Yes, to come out and inspect whether there is mold to begin with. There was water damage. I live on the main floor, but there's water damage above me in the bathroom. And it needs repairing, but I suspect there may be mold there. Do you have inspectors from Renovco that can come out and check this? And what would be the cost for that?
We do have inspectors. I mean, the cost is free. We come and we evaluate. I can make your job a little bit easier if I can ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
So when you had that water damage, you live in a bungalow or a cottage? A cottage, I presume?
Well, this is a sixplex. Three-story sixplex.
Okay. So you had some water from the neighbor above. It went down to the ceiling, but that was never repaired. Am I correct?
Exactly. The ceiling above the bathroom just came down.
Oh, it came down.
And it was never repaired. This is a rental unit.
Okay.
And the landlord has done nothing about it, so I'm afraid I have to take action myself and have it repaired.
What was the cause of the water damage above? Was it the toilet that backed up?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think it has to do with a pipe, but I could be wrong.
Okay. There's a couple of things you want to look into when you have a water damage. How recent or how old is that water damage? And what type of what water caused it? Okay. You have multiple, you have category one, category two. So if it was from a toilet, then it's dirty water and that the contamination is right away.
Okay.
If it's 24 to 48 hours after the fact, clean water, you still need to remediate it and disinfect it.
Oh, ran out of a racetrack. Thank you so much, Emma, for the phone call. Walter, thank you so much. Walter Rassi from Renovco.
Always a pleasure.
For filling in for Jan. By the way, Jan's got another one of his live broadcasts, web broadcasts. It's coming Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. If you want to join in, it's kind of cool. Webtogether.ca is where you go. Webtogether.ca this Wednesday with Jan online at 8 p.m. Tina Lullum, thank you so much. David Trinadui, thank you as well. We're back next Saturday morning with more 9 a.m. on the Home Improvement Show.
The Home Improvement Show with Jan Eakes, brought to you by Peter the Painter. For your residential painting needs, peterthepainter.ca, where quality workmanship and customer satisfaction come first. The opinions expressed in the preceding program are provided for information purposes only and are not necessarily those of CJAD 800 or Bell Media. The opinions do not constitute professional advice. Please contact your own renovation expert directly before making any decisions.